Hello u merħba għal Time Stop. Dal-episodju differenti ħafna mill-li nagħmlu s-soltu. Waħda mill-iktar affarijiet li jgħidulna n-nies fi triq u fuq l-internet hija hemm ħafna aħbarijiet ħżiena u għajjejt. Kemm nixtieq nara iktar aħbarijiet tajbin. Waħna din nippruvaw nagħmluha fuq it-Times, għavolja ħafna aħbarijiet b'xi mod jew ieħor irid ikunu ħżiena għaliex aħna għalhekk qegħdin hemm biex nirrapportaw meta l-affarijiet ma jmurux sew. Imma qed nippruvaw kemm nistgħu. Nirrapportaw aħbarijiet li jkunu ta' ispirazzjoni, sbieħ, tajbin, li jimlewlek qalbek bil-ferħ. U dal-podcast huwa proprju kollu hekk. Jiena naqgħad ma' żewġ ġurnalisti tagħna, Emma u Daniel, fin-newsroom tagħna tat-Times, waqt li kulħadd taw xogħol madwarna, u ħan niddiskutu għal din nofsija li ġejja, stejjer sbieħ biss li ġraw dis-sena. Grazie ħafna.
Thank you tal-istadina, Mark.
Provaw t-tkellmux fuq affarijiet li qabdu dwejja. N-nies llum qegħdin nagħmluha proprju biex n-nies jiftakru kemm ġraw affarijiet sbieħ ukoll.
Eżatt.
U allura ħan saqsikom di, aħna minna riċerka kollha kemm aħna dorna l-istejjer kollha ta' dis-sena u kollha għandna storja li vera naħsbu liha sabiħa. Ta'kom li ma'hi, Emma.
Mela, jiena I'm gonna start with two, sorry. But there are two stories that come up for me automatically. So one of them was about this really lovely initiative that happened at the Imperial Care Home. This was called I'm Still Here. This was a cabaret that was organized by the residents where they shared their memories of their time and their youth. And they also had performers perform some of their memories as well, mixed with some musical interludes in between. It was really, really sweet. And it was lovely to just speak to the residents of the Imperial to hear those memories from them.
Yes.
So what they did was they came together. Art House was the production company behind it. And they ended up listening to the stories. They were recounting to them stories of their youth, of going down to Fontadir, memories of Slema, Valletta way back in the day, even memories of what it was like to date, courtship, that sort of thing. And they ended up performing, some of them, to an audience of their family members, fellow residents as well. And there were also other actors who performed some scenes from their youth. And there was some music that had brought them back. A lot of nostalgia was coming through with this story. And it was just nice and heartfelt. And to sit down with the residents themselves was great. It was like having a conversation with a bunch of your nannas all together, but no judgment, which was great. Well, they were in their 80s, 70s. They might have, like, you know, a bit of an older crowd. Oh yeah, but it was sweet. It was the sort of thing where they'd come up and they'd do a monologue. You know, one of them even did a beautiful song and we had the song inside our feature as well. The sort of thing when you hear her, you're holding back the tears because it's just beautiful, you know. It was really, really nice actually. That was a very heartfelt coverage on my end. So I had that. And then a very, very different, totally different in that respect was, there was the 77th anniversary of Nakba. I know that we said that we were going to make sure as much as we can to keep it positive. But the actual experience of being at this protest was beautiful. So this was a protest march. It started in Gzira and went all the way to Slema. And as we were on this march, so there are these marches that happen fairly often, right? As any other protest, but in particular this summer, there were a lot to do with Palestine. And on this march, it was a beautiful experience because this very divisive topic didn't feel that divisive in the moment, right? People were stopping their cars. More and more people were joining this march. People were stopping and clapping for them on the way on the Gzira promenade. There were people coming out of their apartments onto the balconies and started cheering as well. They were screaming, Free Palestine. There were tourists inside the Lido on the other side of the street who came out and also started to cheer and join in the chants and stuff like this. It was a moment where all of a sudden it felt like everyone was very connected. And that's the beauty of it to me. The happy part of all of this was there was a sense of everyone came together in that moment. It didn't feel divisive. And that's a very, very rare thing to experience, especially with this subject. Mm-hmm. So those are my personal
opinions.
People literally stopped their cars. So people had stopped their cars as they saw the march and started to cheer. Some people were also just honking their horns in positivity and then like screaming, Free Palestine. That was a really impressive moment. And considering that this year is the year that Malta also officially recognized Palestinian statehood above and beyond, you know, it did feel a little bit like a nice through line.
That's nice. That's yeah. nice. Daniel, tija.
Ħanajdlek, ara, ftit taxxurilu, jiena bħalma taf, kważi darba fil-ġimgħa nipprova nintefa' quddiem il-Parlament, nistaqsi mistoqsijiet, ġifieri taraf ħafna l-videos tiegħi kellhom ħafna mistoqsijiet bil-backdrop tal-Parlament.
Tintefa' quddiem il-Parlament,
ġifieri. Nintefa' quddiem il-Parlament, indaħħal l-MPs dieħlin, ikoll l-istat mistoqsijiet, ġejjin mill-edituri minn naħa tiegħi jew min-newsroom, u nsaqsihom affarijiet, affarijiet isolt ikun reactions ta' news li kollhom
xaqraw.
Issa, ma niftakarx dak tix-xahar, imma diġà kien jaqleb it-temp għax niftakar kelli ġaketta. Hemm rajt il-Toni Bezzina. Miexi. Issa, I mean, Toni Bezzina huwa
diħel
il-Parlament. Issa, Toni Bezzina huwa magħruf bħala xi ħadd li huwa tqil ħafna. U
kien raġel kbir.
Kien raġel kbir u kellu problemi konna naraw.
Konna
raħ fil-Parlament ibati biex jimxi.
U
jgħidha ġifieri għalhekk għalhekk qed ngħidha. U rajtu miexi jisumu xhu.
Rajtu diħel il-Parlament.
Rajtu il-Parlament jisumu xhu. U saqsejtu jedina, jina kurjus minni, u saqsejtu, għatlu speċi.
Għaj, għaj, vera kurjus, ħafna l-dassens. That's a really good trait.
Ma insomma, u għatlu speċi, kif speċi, looking, vera t-tider tajjeb. U spiegali jemmek dak il-ħina li namilt l-operazzjoni tal-gastric bypass.
Tal-istonku.
Eżatt, u għaddit jem, nżelem l-ħafna mpiz li kudih li minnar ma t-fakamra ġuċċo. U bqajt naħseb fuqha u qed in-newsroom qed tilla taf minn għamel l-operazzjoni Toni Bezzina u mbagħad semmejt għad-dar u qed sendi tista' tkun vera storja tajba. Jew tista' tkun storja ngħidu.
U sabiħa.
U sabiha pożittiva.
Pożittiva ħafna.
Llum xi pożittiv qed nitkellmu. U ċempiltlu jien qed lu isma' x'taħseb jekk nagħmlu storja fuqha. U ħasibha naqa' wara xi ġimgħatej għalli iva. U intervistajtu. U spiegali fuq il-kamra, fl-uffiċju tiegħu, speċi għalfejn għamilha, kif bidlitlu ħajtu. Il-lifestyle naqas insejt kemm, ma naqas ammont kbir ta' peace, jiġifieri.
Imma għalek xi ħaġa vera interessanti, għalek ma kellix miss options.
Eżatt, kien more or less spiegali li s-saħħa tiegħu tant kienet tbagħti ħabba l-peace li this was the only option speċi. U sabiħa li ħafna drabi ma nitkellmu fuq weight loss, ma nitkellmu fuq weight loss, ħafna drabi nkun nitkellmu fuq l-apparenza kif tidher kif tħossok. U rari nitlu f'topics ta' saħħa li hija issue kbira, ġifieri kienet sabiħa wkoll xi ħadd li huwa ftit ikbar fl-età. Jispjega l-istorja tiegħu u politikanti soltu ma jidħolx dak id-dettall tal-personali.
Rat ħafna
l-istorja,
rawa ħafna nies.
Mokin kien moment sabiħ. It's
a very human moment.
Eżatt, li ma nafx il-politiki dejjem li jibsu xi forma ta' maskra. Allora kien sabiħa li neħħa dik il-maskra ftit
ħin. Eżatt,
ġifieri għalija dik kienet l-istorja pożittiva. Tiej, għan jidu.
Jina, onne politik, għan jtijie u koll nisa. Onne politik il-level. Jina, diħos, ma forse mux ma jgħablux minni, si ma jgħu forse xet jina għet naħseb biex nibni familja, ma jina għalija, one of the very positive stories, kien di ta' t-taxxa li neħu li naqqos ħafna t-taxxa li minn irrit kollu t-fall. Jina naqbel ħafna maħadik, biex ħafna fajt li għamil gvern, ma di. Dak li qed jgħid Clyde Caruana naħseb li hu vera, rajta vera interessanti.
Eżatt, issa.
Positive story. Diku ta' Manuel Island.
Eż dik ta' Manuel Island. Fuq li tattax issa stands to be seen, hekk in-nies hux ħajfollow jew ġifieri hi qed issir bi skop mhux ġust free money mill-istan nifhem. L-iskop behind it, l-iskop warajja huwa li tinċentiva n-nies biex kollhom iktar tfal.
Eżatt.
Ġifieri issa it stands to be seen.
X'hekk jekk hux ħataħdem.
Fi snin. Fix-xhur u fis-snin li ġejjin, hekk naraw xi iktar.
I think it's on our generation really and truly to kind of see about that one fil-fatt. Ultimately, we're in that age gap, right? Where we have to see what's gonna come out of that one.
Le, Manuel Island for sure.
That was huge.
U kienet kbira għaliex turik kemm meta n-nies jingħaqdu and they campaign bis-saħħa. They could really bring about big change. Għax da ma kienx ġinin żgħir li kien se jinbena, ma kienx plot din. This is isimha magħha an island.
I think that one thing that's worth mentioning for this is now it might seem by the end of the year that this is such a given that it's going to happen. In the beginning of the year, this felt impossible.
Exactly.
U conversations iktar milli jekk hu se tibbeli hija li innaqsu l-svilup li ma joliġ hekk li kura minqas footprint, etc. Ġifieri, this was something at the beginning of the year li naħseb ħadd min-nies li għamlu predictions sena ilu għalu li Manuel Island mista jiġi żviluppat.
No, no, in fact, like I think to some extent all the conversations I was having beforehand, everybody was super negative, assuming this would not be possible to happen. And then
ma kont nitkellem fin news.
Ah, we would mention
kienet speċi il-general it-ton kienet. It's very ambitious, aktarx mussessi.
But the fact
so it was very good news.
Oh, yes.
Good news all'attivisti.
All'attivisti.
Everybody.
Ma it shows. Ax, tafal fejn nħobb ngħidha di. Għax jien niltaqa' ma' ħafna nies. Imma li jinkollu tiġri li. Jgħidu li f'dal pajjiż ma tista' tagħmel xejn. Għal xejn tipprotesta, għal xejn toħroġ fit-triq, tiġi kar, u għal xejn tiġġieled. Ma mhux veri, di turik li mhux vera. Storja ara li dis-sena uriet ili di l-ħaġa vera. Hija ta' Daniel Meli, ġifieri issa taqbel u ma taqbilx u kollox għadu allegazzjoni, imma li inti familja jirnexxiela b'ħafna kuraġġ u reżiljenza. Tagħmel il-pressure, timbidel il-liġi, u mbagħad jirnexxielhom jagħmlu dik il-ħaġa, dak kien ħejġi estradit lill-Amerika u mhux issa se jiġi estradit dawn. It was a family, il-mami u d-daddy tiegħu tru l-pressure fil-midja, bidlu l-liġi dawn.
Inti intervistajthom mhux il-familja tiegħu.
Iwa, mhux jinbista ħafna ġurnalisti.
Ħafna ġurnalisti, ma minn newsroom tal-inti. Kif ħassejtek meta titkellmhom? What was the vibe?
Ommu iktar minn missieru, ommu hija persuna li il ħafna ma niltaqa' ma xi ħadd li huwa determinat daqsa. Jid taf li this is the right thing to do u tittiġġieled sal-aħħar għalija. It was impressive. If when all the odds were against them, she was plowing through ma bis-serjetà ġifieri.
U taħseb isha il-pure will tagħha kienet li
tagħha anke ta' missieru, però most tagħhom
the persistence.
Hija eżempju ta' woman empowerment in this day and age. It's incredible. Għax di ħadita kontra l-Amerika u
nemxek.
It's no joke, eh?
Ġifieri. Il-liġi n-nifisa, ma nifimx daqsek fuq fejban, ma tantx jien espert ta' xejn, insomma. Fuq il-liġi, kien hemm naħseb jiena qed nassumi international pressure biex ma jkun hemmx dik.
L-Amerika riduh.
Eżatt.
Ġifieri l-Amerika riduh. Against all odds, għalhekk qed ngħidlek against all odds. To be fair, hawnhekk l-awtoritajiet jishom semgħu l-karba tagħha u tal-familja u mbagħad bidlu l-liġi u għenet dik il-ħaġa. Però it was all true l-insistenza tagħhom. Għalija that goes to show li activism done right, pressure done right can really bring about change. True power of democracy.
Eżatt, u kemm huma differenti speċi ta' Manuel Island għandha his mass movement, petizzjoni ma nafx kemm il-lel.
29,000.
Literalment Tom.
Not to go back to the whole Manuel Island of it all, but I think one theme that really came across this year from a positive sense is parks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, this was a huge, and one thing we hear a lot in terms of complaints is that there's no green spaces, we have nowhere to go. And all of a sudden this year, we got Manuel Island, we have Fort Campbell, we're going to get White Rocks as well. All of these are about to become public parks.
Issa jiena għandi ftit problema b'di għandek raġun. Għandi ftit problema b'di naf li konna għonu pozittivi, ma dirrit nejn. Għalix, I think what people really need and what they want, mhuwiex illi jkun hemm public park x'imkien maqtuħ titmur fih. Jiena ħsieb in-nies iridu ambjent isbaħ fejn qed jgħixu, fejn qed jaħdmu.
I think that's part of the appeal of why Manuel Island was so exciting to so many people, because it's complete, it's in an urban area by and large, in an area where you don't really have many options like that. And now somewhere where you've been going to kind of on the sly to a certain extent, this has been a long-standing thing with Manuel Island, but just
50 years ago in Malou.
I mean, like, I always kind of joke, the one thing about Manuel Island, which I'm going to miss now that it's going to become a national park, is the fact that there was a barrier, so it stopped tourists from going inside. And now if they remove that, they'll also go inside. So at least before that, it was ours.
But, vera. Però, naħseb li much more needs to be done.
Yes.
Biex jizbieħ l-ambjent li nejxu fiħ.
Ġenerjent
fxiro għaja u xiro għaja.
No, for sure.
Inti ħafna nies, ek inti sejr minn point A to point B, inti xorta għadija ħatmur the fastest route.
Yeah.
Ġifiri, ek għandek rotta ta' dimin possa biħim ħatħodlok 20 minutes zejda u miexi. Naħseb jena dejjem xorta ħatħu il-fastest. Allora, nasib naqbel mija. Ma kif qed inti Manuel Island? Diġà qabad, ġifieri minn mindu fetaħ, tmur fis-sajf, anke tmur fix-xitwa naħseb tmur fis-sajf. Ikun mifquq nies. Jiġifieri alla volja ma temx park fis-sens li organizzat
official one.
Jien xi ħaġa oħra li vera impressjonatni tis-sena uħud mill-iktar stejla ħadd mirċir nikteb kienu dawn. Meta jkun hemm xi ħadd, again, it's sort of citizen activism hekk, xi ħadd li pereżempju mhilux kelli storja jien. Ta' din il-mara kont qed nagħmel konferenza insomma, kont qed nimmodera panel ġo konferenza, u kien hemm Nicholas Briffa li kien huwa psychologist u family therapist kien qed fuq il-panel, kien qed jitkellmu fuq social media u l-effetti tagħha hekk, u qal jiena naf om awċija illi di waqt ngħidha bil-permess tagħha qed tippanikja għax it-tfal tagħha ma tafx kif se tagħmel biex ma tihomx il-mobile u social media għax sħabhom kollha għandhom, and she came up with this idea. Għal nasib vera interessanti illi tiftijem ma l-parents l-oħra kolla biex kolla ma jatuħomx il-mobile. U di vera storja sabiħa. U għagħen kienet storja rat ħafna għal diraġuni għax mojnando
spiegatilna
xamlet irnexxiela di ġvirdi bdittejt isma jina għandit fal. Inutli se niprofa nħallihom bla mobile għax sħabhom kolla se jkollhom, they will be bullied, ħajkunu maqtuwejn, mhux se jkunu jafu xejn jiġri. Imma qalet f'moħħha qalet probabbilment il-parents l-oħra bħali qed iħossuhom ukoll qed jinkwetaw. Għax ma nil-tkellimx maħom ħanara, kikun inaqdu u ħat minna ma jgħati mobile l-tfal qabel jgħalqu 13, ħat minna ma jiftaħ social media account l-tfal qabel jgħalqu 16. U hekk għamlu dawn, u the group is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
You have to have that sense of solidarity.
One leg goes o mom, taking on big tech, letteralment, għax din il-ġlida tagħha kontra big tech. Di laqas tista' tgħid, ma tistax tagħmel pressure fuq il-Gvern Malti u l-Gvern Malti jagħmel xi liġi. Għax il-Gvern Malti x'se jagħmel ma' Zuckerberg u ma taf kif ma tistax tiġġieled magħhom dawn. Dan il-grassroots is hekk
aktiv. This outreach that they're doing themselves from parents and the fact that it's up to parents often do not to take this initiative says so much. Right outside of the Gozama, there was also the case of San Anton School.
Exactly.
San Anton also had a very, very similar thing, like exactly so, not exactly, but very, very similar in the lines of let's start when they're young. So at least they're all going to be in the same boat, right? So no one will be bullied, no one's going to be picked on as a result.
Exactly.
And at least they're all going to be able to have a more holistic childhood, one that isn't so inside, one that they can go outside and play, connect much more with themselves and others as well. It's a lovely thing, by and large. It's impressive the fact it's coming from parents more than anything.
Yes,
you know, and it's
Alexa,
so well organized.
Exactly. It's like we're not a child. Naħseb jien meta nkellem il-ġenituri jew nkellem is-sħab li għandhom it-tfal. Hemm feeling li hemm jisu race to the bottom li ma nixtieqx nagħti mobile it-tifel, imma sħabu koll għandu. U se nagħmel ħaħli bla mobile.
Ġifieri
l-fatt li jingħadu flimkien hija xi ħaġa sabiħa. To be fair, hemm xi ħaġa hemm jisu pjan jew konsulenza jew whatever. Biex ikun hemm xi forma ta' restrictions on a national scale.
Ekku. Imma dik ma nafux għadda kif kienet.
But it's interesting to see how that's going to develop in general when you think about Australia as well right now.
Et issir, l-inqas issa at this stage, et issir conversation li which has to happen. Li inti social media naħseb jiena l-adulti għan-nisa li tagħna hija hemm ħafna problemi bl-addiction, ir-riż li toqgħod serek u taħli tlezzijat minn ħajtek. U għamil ċej, u għas boħħok għas bżik kalma. Uġifir il-fat li hemm format of conversation għas fuq nis li għumman deraċ, naħseb hija importanti immens, naħseb jien.
I think we're only at the beginning of it. I think that's the other side of this. These conversations are just starting and they're just going to grow and they're going to develop. So,
mishek.
Everyone's figuring it out. I think there has to be that element discussed as well and that nobody really knows. Everyone's trying it out. Australia's taken a very, very extreme measure where they're banning it for under 16s and they're still trying that out, right? So we're still early stages.
Għalfa punt, mux ottimist kif għamil. Imma, il-fattu huwa li meta naħseb jiena fl-opinjoni tiegħi 10 years ago meta konna nitkellem fuq social media konna nitkellem fuq il-pożittiv ta' social media kif ħajbidlilna ħajjitna tajjeb. Ħames snin ilu forsi konna ngħidu okej hemm it-tajjeb u hemm il-ħażin. Issa il-conversations li naqas li kolli jien nkellem ħafna nies. Ħafna minn dawk il-conversations huma kemm jien inkwetat fuq social media, kemm min inkwetat li l-ritratti tal-AI għastinduna xinu veru mhux veru. Jiġifieri il-pożittiv tagħha huwa li forsi bil-bogħod il-mod nirrealizzaw issa li forsi hemm bżonn xi forma ta' limiti, issa hija limiti li nagħmlu aħna nfusna bejnietna kifet jgħamlu daw ġenituri, jew limiti on a national scale, ma nafx, ma nafx jekk taqblux miegħi.
No, no, I'm interested to see where this goes, because I think our social contract, for lack of a better way of describing it, with social media has changed completely, at least from our generation to like the current one right now, right? I mean, like, for example, when I had started with social media, what, Facebook? Around 14, probably.
Inkelli high five.
Oh, high five MSN if we're going way back when. Way back when. High five and MSN. Yeah, at the end of it all, but still, I felt like I was there, you know.
Exactly.
I was on the last helicopter out of social media age when it was okay. But it felt like. But the difference is that when we used to go on it, the whole point was connecting with our friends, seeing what our friends were doing, keeping up with them as much as we can. Now I feel completely detached.
Asadu jitalla
lek. No, I felt with my friends. They don't exist, you know.
Ġifieri, jien tidħol fil-pjattaformi, ma jmin, Għas tara xinu ma jgħamlu sħabek, għabel għas kienem dik l-idea li taf xinu ma tijgħamlu ħbib tijak.
Eżatt.
Jien konni ġbarra ġvili għandi ħafna ħbib li ma nix nara u ma nafux bizzejed biex nibqa' nkellem, ma laqas kont narahom. Nara naf xed jgħamlu, forsi nibatlhom messaġġ darba fil.
Eżatt.
Issa ġas jitla li l-kontent.
Eżatt.
U ħaġa oħra hija. Li qabel is-social media, l-internet kien post, naħseb jien. Ma fikk xed kun ottimisti issa. Ma social media għabek kien ikun post. Iġifieri kellek il-computer jgħet id-dar, iġifieri biex tuża social media biex mur fuq Facebook mur id-dar, tidħol fuq il-computer u titkellem ma' sħabek fuq il-computer. Issa llum sar fuq il-mobile. Kullimkien.
I mean, no. To bring it back to post, I agree with you. It's okay. We're spring chicken.
But this is very interesting. The conversation around the internet and bidlet.
Exactly.
No, but it was all empowering.
Exactly.
Issa, it's all about how are we going to get rid of the addiction.
Yeah.
Kulħadd addicted. Fis sens anka nies intelligenti, anka CEOs. I mean, kulħadd xi jidħol fil-bathroom.
Irrelevant of age.
Iskroll, yeah. Mhux jekk biex jista' jinqala. No matter how intelligent you are.
Anka qabel, kien ikollok. Ħin fej tista' taħseb minn ma tkun qed tagħmel xejn. U dak ikli ma tagħmel xejn vera tajjeb għax taħseb tikklirja moħħok. Dak madux jeżisti. Madux jeżisti dak.
I think part of the concerning element of it all is the fact that we're detached. About the bathroom.
Qabel fil-bathroom kont.
Use the bathroom.
Kont taħseb.
Ma dikx taħseb.
Jew tikklirja moħħok.
You numb your brain. Insomma.
Now just shower it. Sorry. To bring it back. I can do it. To bring it back. Wait, I'll do it. To bring it back to something positive, right? Ultimately, when we're talking about the fact that we're disconnected and stuff like this, we live in an isolated age, all of these things. But I think the one positive thing of social media, to be fair, is the funny content, more like happy content that can come up. One of them, in fact, was something that went quite viral this year as well. This is the soro, positive Isoro. This was such a sweet story.
Isoro.
No, this is so sweet.
Okay, into when you were setting it up, biex tejda, content naħseb li semmi l-istoria, li ftemma li semmu tal dak l-ispreja.
That's another one.
Two completely unrelated stories. Isor, we're right.
There's a Freudian slip happening somewhere in this.
What's the second journalist, Mark?
Mela, imda mis-soru. Vera, di lawa ħafna nies.
Yeah, people loved it.
Eżatt, spiega.
People loved it, it made them really happy. This is one of the nice sides.
Sister Michaela.
There was this beautiful video of Sister Michaela having the time of her life on a lutzu. She was there dancing and singing. She brought the party for everyone on this lutzu. And everyone who was watching it, to be fair, I think the amount of smiles I saw in our newsroom when that video came up was lovely and heartwarming. So as much as there is the isolation, the fact that we're completely crept away from it all, there are these little moments where just the touch of humanity, right? I mean, that's what we're here to really talk about at the end of it. It's the way that like, we, you know, connect. This was one of it.
Overnight, jgħadda qudiem il-bar, aske ħajidħol fih xamri ħadd ad-duħan, daħal u jisib il-bar kollu maħruq. Kienet ġejja l-festa, 3 weeks later
kusure
u da amel ġab il-ħbib jenuħ u irranġawħ u l-estewħ within 3 weeks ġvida he went from bar maħruq kważi totalment għal bar operational fi 3 weeks
un kont għamil l-istoria bar inħaraq u għamil l-istoria bar
eżat eżat
bar's back Isnir baħt il-Super 5, mux verek.
Ah, that's it.
Għal isnir baħt il-Super 5, kem jien ferħandler nexxili namela, it was a challenge, it was incredible. Issa affarijiet in a way, affarijiet zaħar.
Għal-iħżar xej, ju, għal-iħżar
xej. Eżat, għal-iħżar xej.
It's the way, the fact that people help people. Right.
Imma, għax issa għanna ħafna kurzi ta'
fl-istoria
l-oħra.
So.
Issa jien ma nafxek jizzin, għax kultant l-istajer. Sorry, kultant l-ister pozittivi, kunu kol ftit fanni, bħal di ġiviri, konnarat ġiri barra minn Malta li kunem ħofra, kunu l-omma jirranġawa, imur xaħat, jispreja simbolu falliku fuqa, daċen pasta, sekk. Umbat kollom bil-forzi jirranġawa, għax mistax ħallu hekk.
The penis potholes.
Ħarġrat Malta dis-sena, jiena naħseb, tgħid li din aħbar pożittiv, naħseb illi.
Ħafna
hawn.
Oh, aktur, eżatt, attivismu b'mod differenti.
That, but also made people happy, made people smile, people laughed so much so it started to become, not to make it a pun, but it started to grow. this started to become more and more of a thing, ultimately. But people loved it. Yes, they did. It worked. Somebody spoke to her, spoke to them. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but someone spoke to them and they explained the purpose behind it because, as Mark said, no one was fixing them. So at least now you have to.
Uqtis taqsi residenti kienu xabba u eġviri
jistanniaw
dawn il-pothole sientliaw. Kienu taqazzu ġifiri. U jimbatu li emails u ma jirrispondu għom.
Attivismu bħad differenti.
It's a classic case of lateral thinking. Really and truly, which is a beautiful thing in and of itself. But there were also like these funny stories are something else, you know. I mean, besides the penis potholes, which one hell of a story, there was also this whole situation about there are tangas in Rudolph Street. The whole what is decent for you? So this is a one hell of a story which has to do with bikinis in Slema. And whether or not that is decent. And the ultimate big question. We started last year, but this year it went into hyperdrive, right?
How is that a positive story?
I'm so happy you asked. So I would say it's a positive story because of the amount of discourse that was created out of it. While some people are mad, admittedly, there is that. I think the amount of people who found this very entertaining, they enjoyed reading about the story. They got a good kick out of it, really and truly, right?
And it's fun. Really interesting.
Fun. It's fun.
It's an interesting discussion.
Xinu diġenti u xmuwix.
Eżatt, xandek kif għandek tilbes u kif m'għandekx.
U it's a complete moral judgment, ġifiri. Hemm xi headline x'imkien mid-60s. Li nqabdu żewġ nies Angliżi, ma nafx minn fejn mid-times kienet, ma nafx. Li kien hemm xi żewġ nies Angliżi li kienu libsin il-bikini u tkeċċaw mill-pajjiż fis-60s. Naħseb darba kont ixxerjeta fil-WhatsApp group naħseb. Se prova nsiba.
Tinstema li hija xi ħaġa li tixxerja.
U tara l-valuri kif jinbidlu.
Eżatt.
Jiġifieri.
Or maybe not so much. So that's the other part of it as well. No, because for some.
Eh, m'hemm differenza bejn bikini fuq il-baħar. U bikini fit-triq. Naħseb jien.
And that's the whole point of why this is a very enjoyable story.
Għalhekk interessanti di, għax il-valur illum issa saru ftit iktar ikkomplikati. Qabel kulħadd kien jagħmel l-istess ħaġa.
Eżatt.
Illum what's acceptable and what's not.
There's way more gray area. And I think the reason it was particularly I wrote a story, in fact, which was all about this, what is decent for you, where it was with respect. Watching this local council meeting reminded me a real lot of a Parks and Rec episode. I don't know if you're familiar with the show, the sitcom with Amy Poehler.
So The Office and Manage The Office.
It was incredible, the things that I was hearing within this. In fact,
The Office for Consil Locali.
Yes, it was Consil Locali, which is a show in and of its own right, and mixed with Parks and Rec put together. Very much fell.
It's a mate story, ħra xerdu nibdew nagħlqu. It's a mate story, ħra ta' dik id-dar l-isla.
Yes. Oh, this is another case of just beautiful community spirit, right? I think in the day and age that we live in, community spirit is something that has more and more value with time. Again, the whole isolated thing. So this is really a beautiful way of connecting with people. And this was a home in Isla. Ken Liam had opened it. And he basically wanted to provide young musicians a piano for them to be able to perform, to practice on. And this was in the space underneath his home. So he ends up buying a part of what I think used to be a greengrocer, converted it, and now it's a concert space which people can go enjoy concerts in. It's on a donation basis, so you don't have to pay a ticket, but you know, a little bit helps to go a little bit of a way. And then he ends up converted it into a concert space.
It's free,
donation basis if you can go, if you want to go and enjoy the concert, but it's a place mainly for young musicians to be able to.
So, shtara l-proprietà u offri upchain
for people to use.
L-il-minandu bżon jammer rehearsal.
Yeah, rehearsal. And then they do a concert at the end of it. This was something one of our colleagues, James Cummings, had worked on, which was just an idea of coming together, you know. Now, granted, it's not a huge space, around 40 people, give or take, can be able to be in the space, but it's a nice sense of community spirit.
Quando sta sammaha che l'extoressa anti da shar il butcher.
I did, yes.
Ashu koll istessu giving out free meat.
Giving out free meat. This is a beautiful initiative. This is the story of Alex Falzon, the slice butcher, in Rabat in Talvirtu. And this is something, he's now the third generation of butchers in his family who have been providing this fantastic service, in that families who are struggling at Christmas time, and this time is a time of year where a lot of people struggle for a lot of different reasons, and he provides free meat for them. And he tries to do it in the best way possible, something long lasting. So for example, he gives different cuts. He gives cuts that can be used for lots of different recipes as well as a way of doing it. And he also asks what people's religion is as well, just to make sure. He's like, so I don't want to give out pork in case that somebody's Muslim or Jewish or whatever, just in case. And it's a very lovely thing that he's doing. And it's something that his nanu started. This is super long-standing. Kila Deya. Which is just a lovely thing in general. And he's just a nice guy. He seems very nice personality, very warm, open, tells you to come to the shop, tell people to contact him, that sort of thing. So
your most recent story, vera ħnalu, your most recent story, kien editaw de xu?
Yes.
What was that story? Dik vera ħelwa.
This is a story based on a book that is coming out by Matthew
Kurmi.
Matthew Kurmi. So this 24-year-old man from Gozitin, right? He's an engineer by profession. Oh, I said man from Gozitin. A big apology. I'm so sorry to all of Gozo, but mainly Mark. Oh, it was a good time whilst it lasted.
Anyway, Shamek Tip.
Yes, he wrote a fantastic book. And one of the stories that's inside this book is a story about an Italian pilot. Now, Matthew is a 24-year-old. So what on earth brings a 24-year-old to write about an Italian pilot who crashed into Gozo? Essentially, this
is going to become positive. Italian pilot.
No, it's lovely. It's a super positive story. I'll tell you, the positive element of it all was the fact that the people of Zebuch in Gozo managed to help save his life. So that he crashed, he had a belly crash.
So he was the enemy, da.
Yes, Italian. He was the story.
Crash, yeah, Audesh.
Yes, he crashed in Gozo.
Nisenuch.
Yes.
Kemm huma nisew lawċin.
Oh,
kompli.
Now I can say Gozitin. Long story short, the Gozitin people managed to save him. And the family of the Italian pilot till today credits them and thanked the Gozitin people for managing to save their father and by proxy give them their life. Really and truly. So it's this lovely little story. And
so why give them their life?
Because the fact that they saved him, right?
Ma il nistawdex salvaw lo ħajtu il-pilot. Il-pilot jiex għax salvaw lo ħajtu, imbagħad he went on
America,
iltaqa' mal-mara tiegħu, u kellhom daż-żewġ tfal. Daż-żewġ tfal qed jgħidu kieku mhux għax l-awċin.
Eżatt. But it's positive in general just because you have this 24-year-old who's taking such an interest in what was going on in World War II. He connected the family. He connected with the family and he managed to develop the story much more. And also it's a story in general about Gozitin ingenuity, humility, the fact that we come together away from our political ties, all of this. It's just about love for humanity at the end of it. Prosil l-awċin.
Ħajkonna nifu, għax sar il-ħin, ma nafx hemm xi ħaġa li tgħidu tgħidu, kien hemm ħafna iktar stejjer żbieħ, ta' kien ħafna iktar stejjer żbieħ. Pereżempju tiġini waħda f'moħħi illi dis-sena l-ewwel darba milestone kbira għal-Malta saret l-ewwel awake brain surgery, ma tinsejx. That's a big feat in any health institution. institution u saret għal darba f'Malta ma tantx għandna ċans nidħlu fiha.
Tal-arkeoloġija wkoll. Aw tal-sejba
tal-mellieħ.
Podcast kien le.
Le, ma kienx l-ewwel podcast.
Ma kien minn tal-ewwel.
Eżatt, u jgħid minn tal-ewwel kien hemm dik il-kbira ħafna u kienet ġar il-mellieħa sabu biċċiet tal-aħdam tal-ċrif u hekk imsajrin.
Eżatt.
Jurik li allura Malta mhux kif konna naħsbu kien hawn nies li kienu farmers, li jerġa' nies iktar primittivi li ma kienux ma kellhomx eliqi ma kienu jikkaċċjaw.
Is-soltu l-istejja tal-ixjenza naħseb imma tantx. Diffiċli jitlu fil-mainstream, naħseb jiena, għax ikun għat-tekniċi u demma di.
Captured imagination, għax di tbiddel il-kodba tal-iskola, l-mużewijiet, jibidlu l-mużewijiet. And it's really sabiħ, għax di kienet tim ta' xjentisti internazzjonali, immexxin minn żewġ Maltin.
Mala.
It's incredible, ġifiri, pubblikata fuq journal. Nature credibilment tajjeb u ta' standard. It was incredible. It was great. U hekk tħossok li d-dittikka ta' pajjiż.
Mhux hekk, mhux hekk.
You feel more significant in the wider context of the world. Anyway, nirringrazzakom ħafna.
Awguri.
Nittama li għanna ftit tama fin-nies li qegħdin.
Tama
dejjem. Għax kultant l-aħbarijiet bil-forsi.
Le, xogħol dejjem.
Nittamaw li nisi jibqaw jiftakru li good things still do happen.
Yeah. Auguri.
Auguri l-festi tajba.
Take care.
Thank you.
Grazie a tutti per seguire tuna. A darba li miss.